eye. They asked his spiritual master, Ramanuja, where does God live? Ramanuja said, go to the south for 14 days. And after 14 days he came back and said, I found God. Because when I went to sleep, when I was tired, people gave me some place to sleep. When I was hungry, they gave me something to eat. In the morning, I found water to take a shower. And in this way, I could understand that God was all the time with me, taking care of me. It's a nice point, isn't it? When one makes himself dependent on Krishna, one can experience him. If one doesn't make himself dependent on Krishna, one experiences his own foolish arrangements. So now, we will hear a very nice verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, we will now hear a description. Even if we don't follow it, we will become liberated. Well, this sounds highly attractive for...
I just borrowed your batteries for me.
Good. It's all right. We will hear what is the qualification for initiation. O best of sages, says Sadashiva, aware that every place in the material world from Brahmaloka down is temporary and destined for destruction, directly feeling the three kinds of material suffering, beginning with sufferings caused by one's own body and mind, and also seeing that all material happiness comes to an end and finally lead only to pain, a wise person renounces the world. No longer is he interested in the things of this world. So you need to really understand that this world is a place of suffering, beginning from physical sufferings, like too hot, and mental sufferings. You need to see that the little happinesses which you find all come to an end. Then you are ready to renounce the world. You're not interested. So when a person no longer desires to enjoy the things of this world, he should consider how to finally cut all connection with this world. Only when he succeeds in that will such a person who has become unhappy with the world attain peerless happiness. So it's not just enough to become frustrated and hopeless with the world, but to still have material connections with it. In the form of attachments, you have to also cut those. O Brahmana, a wise person, aware that the shelter of the Lord is very difficult to attain, and distressed by material life, should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Wonderful. So because it's so difficult to cut all the remaining connections, you need to take shelter of a spiritual master. Now we hear, what are the qualities of a bona fide spiritual master? He should be peaceful, non-envious, devoted to Lord Krishna, not interested in things that have no relationship to Krishna. He should not be engaged in activities that have no relationship to Krishna. Oh, he should be filled with spiritual virtues. He should be free of anger and greed. He should be learned in the science of the nectar mellows of Lord Krishna. He should be expert in the mantras glorifying Lord Krishna. Always surrender to Lord Krishna, always taking shelter of Lord Krishna. Devoted to chanting the mantras glorifying Lord Krishna. Always pure, always pious and religious, always engaged in devotional service to the Lord. A teacher who shows his disciples how to serve the Lord himself and is a disciple in the Sampradaya should be filled with mercy and renounced. Wonderful. These are the qualities. It is said that a bona fide disciple should have qualities like these also. So we should be full of mercy, renounced. We should be pure, taking shelter of Lord Krishna, become expert in the mantras, glorifying Krishna, and so on. So what should you do? You should have these qualities, and you should have faith in your spiritual master's feet. You should be devoted to his spiritual master and have the attainment of liberation as the goal of your life. That's very important when we are together with our spiritual master. We should keep focused on, not enjoying this world, but quite the opposite. We should go into the direction away from this world. And now it says, service to the spiritual master is the same as direct loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The wise who are learned in the Vedas and Vedangas declare that this service to the spiritual master is the path to liberation. And here's now a very important verse which you should tell to your spiritual master. Trayas vabo jagannata guru sangsaravahiniya taktam cha kaladashtam cha trahimang bhavasagarat. O spiritual master of all the worlds, please save me, for I am burning in the fire of repeated birth and death. I am bitten by the black snake of time. Please save me from the ocean of birth and death. This is, you should, wow. It's really a person who has understood material life to be suffering. Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda, is the best of all deities. One should worship his lotus feet alone. One time only should one accept initiation to the worship of his lotus feet. This is said by the wise. So then it says our mood. One should approach the spiritual master's feet, offer service to them, and learn the truth by asking questions again and again. When the spiritual master sees his disciples so inquisitive, he is happy at heart, and then the spiritual master teaches the sacred mantra to the disciple who is peaceful, who has faith in his spiritual master's feet, and who is surrendered to his spiritual master's feet. So, then tomorrow we will hear what are the five sanskaras which are taken when one goes for initiation. These are five transformative activities. But for now, I just would like to summarize in my own understanding of words that it seems to be very important to have two qualities in relationship to our spiritual master. One is we should sincerely understand that this world is not our home. It gives us misery and trouble. The black snake of time is running after me. This means before long the snake of time has me in its mouth. I will die. Do you sometimes think of this? I think, Yogeshwara, you think about this sometimes. At some time we will have to leave everything behind and die. So the disciple should remember this, and then he should have this goal. I want to be liberated from this temporary world. I want to go back home, back to God. That's very important. That is also the meaning of a tirtha. A tirtha is a bridge point. See, the bridge over a river rests on two bridge points, which, let us say, this is the river, then here's one bridge point, and here's the other bridge point, and over it, the bridge is there. So in spiritual life, we need to have these two bridge points. Renunciation of the world and a strong orientation towards the spiritual dimension. And it said that the Holy Dham, that's the place, this is where the Lord is easily to be contacted, like Jagannath Puri Dham. The Holy Dham is such a point where you can cross over. There is a bridge point, a crossroad, a crossing point from where you can go into the spiritual world. That is here in the Holy Dham. It's easily available. It waits for us. Let us not come to the Dham to be enjoyers, but we want to cross over the material existence. So this is what we have heard today, the main qualities for initiation. Tomorrow we will hear how the initiation was performed in old times, and we will pray for that Yogeshwara and Madhurya Leela will understand this point. When this book is out in Russian language, you can study everything.
What is the name of this book?
Sanat Kumar Sanghita. It's a beautiful book, isn't it? It's on the internet. You can find it, Sanat Kumar Sanghita. So I was very happy to meet the two of you. I wish you a very good pilgrimage. Tirupati is a wonderful place, wonderful place. It's the place of Balaji. My recommendation is that you go by foot on the hill. It takes 4.5 hours to climb, but it's much nicer than to go by bus up. You feel, really, I'm coming close to my Lord. You can start early, around 12 o'clock in midnight, because it's very hot to go during the day, but in the night it's nice and cool. And then you can climb. Ramanujacharya went over these 7 hills on his knees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, they are so holy. They represent Hanuman and Ananta Shesha and so on. So if you go by bus, boom, 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 it's not so nice. You can go by bus when you return. Maybe you even want to climb up and then take one day pause in the sacred town which is there. Have you been with your Gospod Jamira? You went maybe by bus, yeah, because she was elderly. And you had the darshan? Oh. So we wish that you will have a wonderful darshan and come home to... Well, now we feel a question mark. Is Russia our home? Is Vladivostok our home? Problematic home. So that you come back to Russia and are fully inspired for service. Hare Krishna. And you will get your Mahaprasadam. I was at Gopinath's.
Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.